This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. We have now talked very briefly about the understanding of La ilaha illallah, and we come to talk about the understanding that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And as much as there are many Muslims today who fall short when it comes to the issue of Muhammad sallallahu or of La ilaha illallah, there are many, many Muslims that fall short when it comes to the issue that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. With regard to La ilaha illallah, we said it's all about devoting yourself to Allah, making the religion for Allah alone, making your dua and your worship and your seeking of help, all of it from Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help. When it comes to the understanding that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, this comprises three basic principles. If you understand these three basic principles, you have understood the statement that you make, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Those three are that you believe in what he informed us of. So the Prophet ﷺ informed us of many things that we don't have our senses are not able to understand, or we're not able to physically see. He informed us things about Allah. He informed us things that will happen in the future. He informed us about the Day of Judgment. He informed us about the jinn. He informed us about the angels. Many, many things that we can't physically test for and see. We must believe in everything that he told us about. And this is really easy to understand, because if you say Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this necessitates that you believe in what he informed us about. The second is that you must obey him in what he commanded you to do. So when he commanded you to do certain things, whether those are obligations or recommendations, you must obey him in those things. And the third is that you only worship Allah in the way that he showed you how to do it. And from the strangest thing is that we have many, many, many Muslims today who profess that Muhammad ﷺ is the messenger of Allah. They profess the belief that Muhammad ﷺ is the messenger of Allah. And they profess their love for him and the fact that they honor him and he's the most important thing to them. And yet, they are the first people to abandon his way and abandon his teaching. And this is something, again, we have to correct within the people that come to us for ruqya, the people that we deal with in the time for ruqya. We must correct this belief within a person. That a person is turning away from the sunnah, abandoning the sunnah, disobeying the messenger, while saying, I love the messenger. And in reality, love of the messenger means what? Love of the messenger means to obey him. Can you imagine somebody who had a mother and he said, I love my mother more than anyone else. I love my mother. After Allah and the Prophet ﷺ, I love my mother more than anyone else. And then his mother says about him, he is the most disobedient child. When I tell him to stay in the house, he goes out. When I tell him to go out of the house, he stays in. When I tell him to bring me something, he refuses. When I tell him to do something, he disobeys me. Would you say that that person truly is being truthful in saying that they love their mother more than anyone else? Not really. If they did, they wouldn't put all of those other things ahead of her. And it's no different with regard to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, there is more emphasis with regard to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because obedience to the messenger is more important than obedience to your mother and father. In fact, by consensus of the scholars, it is permissible for you to leave obedience to your mother and father if it means that you are obeying the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, this is a huge issue. That a person says, I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's my messenger, Muhammadur Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, and then they disobey him, they turn away from his commands, and they deny those things that he told them. So you see them, they say, We don't believe in jinn possession. We see the Prophet ﷺ said, they say, don't tell us about that. That was then and this is now. Now we have science, it's a psychological illness. We know these things. This is not a person who believes that Muhammad ﷺ is the messenger of Allah. Because if they believed that truthfully, they would not have rejected something he told you about. Likewise, the person who when you see them, they're doing something other than what the Prophet ﷺ told them to do. Some form of worship or some form of coming close to Allah that isn't what the Prophet ﷺ told them to do. Or they're seeking a cure from something the Prophet ﷺ told them not to seek a cure from. So you see again, they'll hang the amulets around their neck. And when you ask them about these amulets, and you ask them about what it is that they're doing, they say, yes, we know the Prophet ﷺ told us not to use them, but we need this cure, we're having a problem, we need a way out. Again, you're not going to get any success in your endeavor unless you are seeking help from Allah in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And particularly in the last point, that we only worship Allah in the way that He showed us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent for a reason. He wasn't sent for you to make up your own way of practicing Islam after Him. He was sent to give you everything that you need to practice your religion. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have completed your religion for you and completed my favor upon you and chosen for you Islam as your religion. Subhanallah. Chosen for you Islam as your religion. Completed your religion for you. After this, there is no option for a person to come and say, I have a way that is better than the way of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As an example, if I said to you, you know, you all know the state of the Muslim Ummah. You all know what's happening to our brothers and sisters around the world and the situation that they're going through and the difficulties that they're going through. I think the problem is that Fajr prayer is too short. And we need to make Fajr prayer 4 rak'ah. Because 2 rak'ah, this is the problem. 2 rak'ah is too short. We need to make it 4 rak'ah. And surely 4 is better than 2. The more worship you do, the better it is. Every single one of you in this room would reject it. And would say, this is not the solution. The solution is not to change the religion of Allah, but to practice the religion of Allah. None of you would accept for us to change the Fajr prayer to 4 rak'ah. None of you, not even one of you, would even entertain it. And yet we see people throughout the Muslim Ummah introducing new acts of worship, new additions to existing acts of worship that were not done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor were they done by his companions. And this is never going to bring you any success. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحِيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He doesn't speak from his own desire. It is a revelation that is revealed. He was not like any other man. He was not a regular man who simply gave opinions and was very wise. He was a person who every single thing that he said from the matters of the religion was revealed to him by Allah. And he said to, if I'm not mistaken, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, Uktub fawallahi ma yakhruju minhu illa haqq. Or words to this effect. He said, write down what I say, for by Allah nothing comes out of here except the truth. He's not like a regular human being. Nothing came out of here. He pointed to his mouth and said, for by Allah nothing comes out of here except the truth. So if you want to accept that Muhammad ﷺ is the messenger of Allah, it means you have to believe in everything he told. Some Muslims today have gone backwards on the methodology that was set up by Abu Bakr. When they said, your companion says that he's gone to Jerusalem in a night. And then he says that from Jerusalem he ascended to the heavens. What did Abu Bakr say? If that's what he says, then that's what he did. If that's what he said, that's what he did. Because he is a Sadiq al-Mastuq. He is the one who is truthful in what he says. And he is the one who is believed in the information that he gives. I believe him. And that's why Abu Bakr got the name As-Siddiq. The one who accepted the truth of the Prophet ﷺ from the truthful. Because he believed in something that scientifically is impossible. According to modern science, according to modern understanding, for a person to go from Jerusalem, from Makkah to Jerusalem, without any sort of anything other than an animal to ride on in a night, and then to ascend on that animal beyond what any probe or any satellite has ever reached in the history of mankind, and then to come back down again with no ill effects whatsoever and end up in Makkah the next morning, there is nobody who scientifically could accept this or believe it. However, the Muslims, they followed the example of Abu Bakr. If that's what he said, then that's what he did. And so we have to believe in him. And we have to obey him. And the obedience of the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned in so many ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you may believe in Allah and His Messenger and honor Him and respect the Prophet and exalt Allah in the morning and the afternoon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whoever disbelieves in Allah and His angels, His books and His messengers, and the last day has gone far astray. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding His obedience, say, obey Allah and the Messenger, but if they turn away, then indeed Allah does not like the disbelievers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah and His Messenger. If you really believe in Allah in the last day, that is the best way and the best in result. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who have believed, obey Allah and His Messenger and do not turn from Him while you hear His order. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whatever the Messenger has given you, take it, and whatever He has forbidden you from, abstain from it, and fear Allah. Indeed, Allah is severe in penalty. And as regards disobeying the Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whoever opposes the Messenger, after guidance has become clear to him, and follows a way other than the believers, we will give him what he has taken, and drive him into hell, and evil it is as a destination. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that is because they opposed Allah and His Messenger, and whoever opposes Allah and His Messenger, indeed Allah is severe in penalty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so let those beware who dissent from the Prophet's order, lest a fitna, a trial strike them, or a painful punishment. And Ibn Abbas said, the trial is that they will fall into polytheism. So disobedience of the Messenger is directly related to polytheism. That you begin by disobeying the Messenger and it goes so far until you start calling upon other than Allah and sacrificing other than Allah, and you start making the religion for other than Allah. Because this is the promise of Allah to those who continuously and deliberately turn away from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on the day some faces will turn white and some faces will turn black. And as for those whose faces will turn black, to them it will be said, did you disbelieve after your belief? Then taste the punishment for what you used to reject. Ibn Abbas said, the faces of the followers of the Sunnah and the group of the Muslims will radiate with whiteness, and the faces of the followers of those who have introduced new things into the religion of Islam and they have divided up the Muslims will be darkened. And the Prophet, Allah Azza wa Jal said to the Prophet ﷺ, say, shall we inform you of the greatest losers as to their deeds? They are those whose effort is lost in worldly life while they think they are doing well in work. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, they are the people of innovation. And Ali radiallahu anhu said, they are the Khawarij. So the point is here, you have ayah after ayah after ayah that is emphasizing believing and not disbelieving. Obeying and not disobeying, and following the sunnah and not introducing something new into Islam. If we can get the people so that they have turned to Allah and they have made the religion for Allah alone and they've abandoned everything that involves giving the rights of Allah to someone or something else, and then they are following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and they are refusing anything which contradicts it, then you have honestly achieved 90 to 95% of their cure. And everything else is insignificant. And you've secured for them what is better for them in the Akhirah, and indeed, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have been guided to something which is going to benefit them in this world and in the hereafter. And so this is really the most important thing when it comes to ruqyah. And I can't emphasize anything more when it comes to ruqyah than making your religion for Allah alone and following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as a last point to wrap up this very brief introduction to the fundamentals of Islam, I would like to make a point regarding a particular misconception that many people have, and that is that people say, if my intention is good, then even if I don't do the action quite the right way, it doesn't matter. The answer to this is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does an action that is not in accordance with what we brought, it will be rejected. And there's a beautiful story of a companion who sacrificed his animal before the Eid prayer. And he did so in order to feed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't get a better intention than that. He wants to feed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he had gone against the sunnah, not because he didn't love the sunnah or love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he went against the sunnah because he wanted to feed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not to make him go hungry. So he had a need, and he had a reason, and he had an intention to leave the sunnah. And then he came and he offered the food that was prepared to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to eat it. And he said, "Shatuka shatu lahm." This is just meat. This is nothing but just meat. This is just the same meat that you know you eat on any day. This is not something that is acceptable to Allah or rewarded by Allah. It's just meat. And that is the reality of a situation, that whatever you do and you intend and you say my intention is good, your intention alone is not a reason for your deeds to be accepted. Rather, your intention has to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And if you can get both of them together, then your deeds will be accepted. If you do the sunnah but you do it for other than Allah, it won't be accepted. If you do something for Allah but it's not done the right way, it won't be accepted. So we have to do things for Allah and Allah alone, and we have to do things the right way in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.